This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to know the enemy, read their agenda in their own documents. In their weekly strategic intelligence newsletter, the World Economic Forum spotlighted the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which they define as a fundamental change in the ways we live and work, merging the physical, digital, and biological worlds, and fusing technologies in ways that create both promise and peril. They link to a library of articles on the subject and give us the trending top five. Requiring vaccine passports for certain activities, discrimination, or behavioral change. Except when the subject of discrimination comes up, it has nothing to do with a person's rights not to be vaccinated. The so-called discrimination has to do with lower-income countries not getting the jab until 2022. The doublespeak is that not getting a vaccine for an imaginary virus is discrimination. The author, Joan Costa y Font, an associate professor of political science at the London School of Economics, writes that taking a vaccine is pro-social behavior and described those who would refuse a vaccine as vaccine resistant. Costa y Font went on to describe these people as contrarians, stating that their very existence might be healthy for the rest of us, and that vaccine passports would change their behavior by forcing them to get vaccinated if they wanted to travel. Costa y Font wrote that those who comply do so to virtue signal, and that this should be used as a way to push the vaccine passport. And if anyone thinks he's concerned about a dangerous pandemic, he also wrote that the use of passports should be limited to non-essential services. The next article, written by senior executive at Mitsubishi Chemical Corporation, warns that the world has only 10 years to change course before ultimate climate disaster. And the only way to save the world is to give government leaders oversight of policy, regulation, and research and development of all the world's industry. Sounds like old school communism, but they are now calling it circularity. In The Efficacy of COVID-19 Vaccines is Linked to Good Nutrition, the author admits that a healthy diet and nutrition will strengthen the immune system and protect a person from infection. But the efficacy to be concerned about is how malnutrition can affect the quality of immune response to vaccination. And what is of utmost importance is providing information on COVID-19 vaccines. A boring article on carbon revenue and the redistribution of wealth. And finally, how happiness, anger, and anxiety can help you negotiate, which speaks to their mentally ill communist cult selling the anti-human agenda on how it would be wise to reserve happiness and how anger can lead to gains by soliciting concessions from the counterpart. However, the anger must be deeply felt. The World Economic Forum is indeed a weird cult of big bank multinational corporation weirdos. But this is reality. Without any sort of resistance, this global communist model is what's coming to your new normal. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Live March 15th, Monday, global transmission, the Ides of March. I am going to air a special report here. And then when I return, we're going to get into the earth-shaking developments that are unfolding here today. We have things unfolding that are just unbelievable. We are watching a publicly designed train wreck to collapse global society. We are accelerating into the absolute destruction of the third world and the annihilation of the first world. We are witnessing crimes against humanity on a scale never before seen. We now have Germany, Italy, France, the Netherlands, and Ireland in one day banning one of the major mRNA vaccines. They are selectively targeting the AstraZeneca. The others, the Moderna and Pfizer, are even worse as we track the death numbers. So people know that there's deaths, so they're banning the vaccine that isn't even hurting people as bad. And I'm not saying take that one. This is all very sophisticated psychological warfare algorithms that are unfolding in a big, big way. You don't just have Marvelous Marvin Hagler dying a day after he took the vaccine. You don't just have Hank Aaron dying after he got the second vaccine. You have the media lying and battling to keep that information coming out from the families, because they can cover up average people dying. It's hard to cover up sports icons and people like that. And you notice how predominantly they're black. The evidence is mounting that mRNA vaccines particularly kill black elderly people even faster, though Marvelous Marvin Hagler was in great health and only 66 years old. That is all coming up today. And the Pentagon is now moving into propaganda against the American people. It's totally illegal. They're moving to try to remove Tucker Carlson off of the air. They're moving to go after the IP addresses of the resistance online, like InfoWars.com. This is a real assault. This is a real bona fide takeover. Now, we also have the spokesperson for a major political party in Israel that is fighting the lockdowns, the forced inoculations, the freedom bracelets, as they're called. And she will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. I also intend to open the phones up. I'm very honored to be back in studio with all of you. I had an amazingly powerful trip in Florida that I'm not at liberty to get into any of on, basically, but I will give you just some of the basics of how exciting things are and the major resistance forming, and also a sense of what this broadcast has done and what this broadcast has been able to do. And so we're very, very excited about those developments as well. But I wanted to air a John Bowne report because it's very important and needs to get out. And that report is clip 16, Biden's New World Order zealot. Here's that report.
Is back. I speak today as President of the United States at the very start of my administration, and I'm sending a clear message to the world. America is back. The Transatlantic Alliance is back.
Few realize just how dug in the massively unpopular, illegitimate President Joe Biden is.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it.
Aside from his family's obvious compromise to the Chinese communist death machine.
And so the idea I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in western mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country, and their leaders are expected to follow.
And a Ukrainian crime syndicate.
Look, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Joe Biden has always been a staunch zealot of the New World Order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
In the summer of 1992, Delaware Senator Joseph Biden delivered three speeches to the United States Senate. They were a testament to Biden's worship of progressive buffoon Woodrow Wilson, who crippled the United States 108 years ago after being bamboozled by the globalist snakes that installed the Federal Reserve.
So here we had the banking cartel doing exactly that. They went into partnership with the federal government of the United States. Now, it's easy to see why the bankers would want a cartel. That is to enhance their profit margins and to protect themselves. But you might wonder, why would government want to go along with it? Well, it was to the mutual benefit of both, I can assure you.
Biden titled these pleas to the Senate, flying in the face of American sovereignty, the threshold of the New World Order, the Wilsonian vision, and American foreign policy in the 1990s and beyond. That one was given on June 29, 1992. The second, titled American Agenda for the New World Order, cementing the democratic foundation, forging a new strategy of containment, given on June 30th, 1992. And the third, An American Agenda for the New World Order, Organizing for Collective Security, Launching an Economic Environmental Revolution, given on July 1st, 1992. An excerpt from the first speech reads, I shall urge that we revive the concept of a new world order, rescue the phrase from cynicism, and invest in it, a vision that should become the organizing principle of American foreign policy in the 1990s and into the next century. The moment is upon us to define a compelling concept of a new world order, to commit ourselves to it, and to lead the world in its realization. He goes on, those in the Truman years who sought to resume Wilson's work, the work of building a true world order, brought historic statesmanship to the task. The United Nations, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, the Marshall Plan, the World Health Organization, and a host of other worthy UN agencies, the Fulbright Exchange Program, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the Organization of American States, and later the European Community, became their monuments. Predictably, these speeches, which were held over 3 days in the Senate, have disappeared from C-SPAN, while other Biden appearances from around the same time period remain.
And I sadly predict, Mr. President, that this is going to be one of the bitterest, dirtiest presidential campaigns we will have seen in modern times.
Fortunately, the Senate records have not been deep-sixed. That same year, 1992, Senator Joe Biden penned an article titled How I Learned to Love the New World Order for the Wall Street Journal, where he defended his view that the Pentagon's new strategy appointing the U.S. as a sort of world monitor could render the U.S. a hollow superpower. The Counterpoint article promotes the United States' proper role in the New World Order and calls to breathe new life into America's supplication to the United Nations. Many have discarded the incoming New World Order as a baseless conspiracy theory. But how long before they kneel to the...
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About the Illuminati globalist mind control propaganda spectacle of the Grammys is that after the horrible year America had endured, it would have been inspiring to witness the real musicians who won plenty of awards perform and speak to the public that supported them.
Stay tuned, because when we come back, Lil Baby gives a performance you do not want to miss.
But at this point, that is probably too much to ask the narcissistic hacks who have hijacked the soul of American music. The real award show would have gotten massive ratings if Grammy-winning legends Bobby Rush, Tootsie the Maytals, John Prine, Chick Corea, and many others had been given a moment to receive their awards, some of them posthumously. Instead, American music's night looked more like a funeral in a brothel.
When I dance on that demon time, she might start her own fan. B and that B stand for bad. If you wanna see some real, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swine. Fix it up in the sky.
Replete with awkward COVID-19 social distancing. Performances from talentless, immoral, demonic prostitutes.
7 days a week. Wet and that pull out game.
Wait! Did you see that? Wow! Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. That was amazing. Wow, that was amazing. It's the whole thing. The giant shoe. And you got the giant bed. Oh, and it's so soft. What is the thread count? This is amazing! Wow!
Oh, guys, wait. I just realized something. This is a dream. This is a dream that I've had, to be in bed with Cardi B.
Brainwashing Black Lives Matter propaganda, normalizing the torching of America's small businesses.
When I was growing up, I was taught in American history books that Africa had no history, and neither did I. That I was a savage. About whom the less said, the better. Who had been saved by Europe, and brought to America. And of course, I believed it. I didn't have much choice.
You guys been fighting with fire right now, but at least we can turn up the flame some. You gotta pay attention to the signs. Seem like the fine follow when the blind.
It's a state of emergency. It's been a hell of a year. Hell for over 400 years. My people, it's time we stand. It's time we demand the freedom that this land promises. President Biden, we demand justice.
And of course, the now expected Illuminati music industry parade.
Blood in my left wall. Wish I could go up. I'm losing all. Find out a castle. So part of central. Party scenes. Wish I could just go.
Overseen by the self-proclaimed king and queen of Crowleyan magic, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Why has it come to this, you may ask? Because the potential of infinite freedom real American music represents must never be allowed out of its box, which is buried beneath the Grammy stage. Opening that box would spread truth far and wide to a populace that is craving it. John Bound reporting.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome again. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday broadcast. I wanted to air that report that you can see and share from band.video in the John Bound section today, because it illustrates how we're being taken down, how we're being controlled. Mega massive corporations that are exploiting Africa, that are exploiting the entire planet, and that are killing millions of people with poisonous GMO foods, fluoride, and tainted vaccines, then show you images of black people with Molotov cocktails going out and burning down America as a response to what one police officer does that can be taken out of context. That's what you do when you run giant death camps in communist China and you're the mega corporations. That's what you do, is you distract and you divide and you conquer the country. And at every level, you put women in combat, you put pregnant women in fighter jets, you have the military pay for sex changes, you teach five-year-olds that pedophilia is good, you dissolve the borders, you dissolve the currency, you advertise that everybody can live in open-air tent cities. But if the general public doesn't pay their taxes, they take your home. This is a modern takeover. This is the global system dissolving and taking over the U.S. So there's no example of freedom, no example of middle class, no example of individualism left. This is the end of civilization as we know it. And it's a bunch of globalists that are anti-human across the board. Oh, you're not going to see the big corporate-produced establishment program talking about why are all of these old people and young people and black people and white people and others dying from the mRNA vaccines. Oh, no, you're not going to hear about all of these baseball players and famous boxers, heavyweight champion of the world, Marvelous Marvin Hagler dying a day after he took the shot. His family said that's what killed him. Totally healthy, took it, dead 24 hours later. His liver dissolved, just like that 30-something-year-old white mother out in Utah, whose organs liquefied. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with all the news, but I wanted to get to that first. And this is a live broadcast, quite frankly. Started the show, I was having earpiece problems, so we had to air some of those reports. Those are great reports, need to air anyways. Maybe I should just air our reports here. Maybe I should just hang it up, man, hang the hat up for a while. Because I'm not giving up in the face of all this. I just realize, though, that if Americans themselves don't stand up and don't say no and don't resist this, we don't have a future. We don't have any hope. Because they know they can kill us incrementally. But it's so blatantly obvious. It's so blatantly disgusting. It's so ridiculous and over the top. So what I'm going to do next segment, as judiciously as I can, I am going to roll through the entire compendium of the latest COVID-19 world government takeover plan, really falling on its face and the exciting things that are unfolding. So as bad as things are, some incredibly positive things are happening as well. If you look at it, the vaccines that are being forced on us here are banned in most parts of the world. So again, why is that happening? Because their populations are not so divided and so conquered that they can be controlled. So, you have to understand, America is really under attack right now. We've been targeted. And if you just tuned in, Germany, France, Italy, join Ireland, join the Netherlands, join a whole other list of countries banning the mRNA vaccine for killing people. Well, just ask Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Just ask Ben Stein. Oh, just ask all those other people that are dying. What happened? I guess you can't because they're dead. Hank Aaron, can't ask him.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh,
talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to lay out the surreal nature of the COVID-19 developments, the COVID-19 dictatorship, the fact that it's an admitted takeover plan, in the words of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. And that's what's so incredible is, this is a criminal operation. It is public. It ends in a very bad way if we keep submitting to it. We're all being drugged to a very horrible place. The only answer is resistance, and there will be mounting resistance, but they're prepared for that with global race and culture war. While they kill us and bankrupt us and steal from us and annihilate us and poison us, they have us fighting with each other. It's very, very simple. And whether it's Australia or the UK or the US, they're going to use black people as the front. And black folks need to know that. They need to fight it and need to be totally aware of it. And the good news is the numbers show that that awakening is actually happening. The problem is they had such massive election fraud that the dictatorship is now in place and is not going to go away without a very serious, vicious fight. This is the Empire Striking Back. I'm going to hit all that news here in a moment. First off, we are listeners supported. We sell great products to fund this operation. And I went to Florida and met with the who's who's that are there. Basically, the who's who's are there. They're all there. And I wouldn't even call most of these secret meetings, but there's no reason to name names and get into all of it. But it was very, very exciting. And I was given the same message by everyone that I spoke with that are very, very prominent names in the fight against the New World Order. I'll just leave it at that. The top names, period, are all in Florida. And they just said, Jones, you launched the whole revolution. We need you. We are counting on you. We're counting on your listeners. And basically that we are the engine that is driving most of the rebellion you see here today. And so that goes to you, the listeners, you, the viewers, that I really want to salute and that I really, really want to thank. Because as bad as things are, can you imagine if they were launching all this and people hadn't been pre-warned? I always knew that that would be the real resistance. I always knew that that would be the real way to defeat these people, is that if we knew about the globalist plan and we knew what was coming up in the future and we knew what was going to be unfolding, if we simply pre-warned people specifically exactly with what the enemy was going to do, there would be no way when it unfolded they could deny it. And so now we know why they took down our YouTube channel with 5 billion views. But thank God we had PrisonPlanet.tv that was subscription-based. And listeners would ask, why do you charge $5.95 a month for a subscription site when everything you put on PrisonPlanet.tv is for free on YouTube? And I explained, they do take our videos down. We do get censored quite often. They could take the whole library down. We have to have a backup. So you're paying like an outreach, like you can't go to Africa or you can't go to India to spread the Christian gospel. But you pay missionaries to do it for you. And the listeners understood that, and we actually got even more members under that system. You pay for it, you get first use of it, you get some exclusive stuff. It's been free for years. And then once we got enough capital in, about 5 years ago, we made PrisonPlanet.tv free. Then, of course, later we don't have enough capital, and maybe we should go back to some type of subscription service. But what I'm getting at here is that those videos are there, and that's where people are now going to PrisonPlanet.tv, where over a decade of archived information, about 15 years of archived information, that's how long it existed. I don't even know if we still even upload to PrisonPlanet.tv. Now we have Band.video that is a completely free site. But it is the PrisonPlanet.tv that allows people to go in and find all those full shows. And people go and they see it. And and we lay out exactly what was going to transpire word for word, which now transpired. And people just say, how is this? How did you do this? I mean, I had the most prominent names in the country fighting the globalists all asked me the same question. How did you know all that? And I said, well, I went off globalist documents, but yeah, there's a lot of documents. And I said, no, but I know the key groups and their key plan, and I've seen what they've built so far, and I see the predictive programming in the news, so I know what they're going to do. And they said, well, you certainly do know that. You know, I met with the former head of two U.S. intelligence agencies. I'll leave it at that. I met with a lot of other very prominent people. And I just, it was a form of satisfaction I'm not experienced. It wasn't a triumph. It wasn't a power trip. It wasn't good for my ego. It was like a 1,000-pound weight was taken off my shoulders. There's still a lot of weight on my shoulders. But I've had this mission, and I've known it was my job. But this time, we're now in to do what we've done. And I told you that for 20-plus years. I said, this is all going to come. It's my mission to get it out up front so that others can then carry the ball. And I just literally had like a vision, but it was beyond a vision, not like where I saw a hallucination and an angel appeared or God appeared. It was more of like a download, like you will do this, this will then happen, this will then unfold, and then this next operation will unfold. And now I know that I am inspired with my discernment and my own research to know what to look at, to know what to understand, and that my understanding of human nature and how to fight the globalists was dead on, but that was all given to me by God. Smartest thing Rush Limbaugh said was talent on loan from God. And so I just am very humbled to be here, very humble, very thankful to be with all of you. I come in here and research all this information and get very frustrated on air because it's very hard to have time to get to all of it properly. But it's just an incredible time to be alive. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. To this critical point, I don't feel like my mission's over, but I do feel like I've completed what I was sent here to do. And you've been sent to this planet as well for what you're here doing. That's why God created you, why God put you in this body, and why you're on this planet right now. So I've completed the main mission. And I've got more missions, but God literally had his hand on these people to tell me all the same message. The same message, take care of yourself. You've done a great job. You helped launch this whole thing. You're the leader. You're the leader. These people told me, you're the leader, Alex. I mean, we apologize. We didn't think you were right about all this. You've been dead on about everything else. What's coming next? What do we do? And it was a huge weight off my shoulders at that point. Not that now people are asking me what to do at that level specifically, but that I've completed the mission so far now that they've got the template now and don't even need me. And like the space shuttle going into orbit, the main boosters just fall off. And imagine being those boosters driving, shaking. And finally, you see what I'm saying? It's like now the big heavy payload's going into orbit. And I'm on the ship. You're on the ship too, folks. But we were the boosters, folks. And as bad as things are, we're now in the main fight. This was all pre-positioning for what's coming, and God's people versus Satan's people, and this was setting up the chess pieces. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, it is game on. And again, 27 years ago starting off, it's like the shuttle blasting off. At first, it's only moving like a foot a second. I mean, this is straight. It's, and then starts speeding up faster, faster, faster. You're shaking. You're in thousands of miles an hour. And all of a sudden, you're in space. The boosters fall off. You blast up into orbit. And I mean, now you're weightless. It's like we're going into space. We're not completely weightless yet, but I can feel myself in the seat going. So that's a metaphor for where we are, but. It literally, it was the weight coming off. It was like the gravity coming off. That's what it was. And I feel the gravity just coming off of me, Nolly. And a lot of other stuff happened. I can't tell you about it all, folks, but it was amazing. And to know how real God is, I actually feel sorry for Klaus Schwab and all these other devils for what they do, because they're going to be so destroyed. They are going to be so annihilated by God. They're going to be judged so horribly. And just thank your lucky stars you're not with them. All right, I said I'd get to this big news. I said I'd plug too. I didn't do that, but I think that was an important story I just told. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll see if I can get this earpiece issue taken care of.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Amazing. All right, my friends, here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up next hour, and I want to hit this news. And this happens a lot, where the news is so insane, so huge, so over the top, that I don't feel like I can even do it justice. They've rolled out a new part of their plan that we knew was coming, and it's happening exactly as I said it would. Because 90% of this is in documents, but then you have to connect the dots on the others. And I'm sure you've all heard me, of a regular listener, probably 5,000 times say, when they collapse the third world with the lockdowns and the giant third world masses flood us, they're going to say that that was because of climate change, even though the lockdown's what did it. Sure as hell, Nancy Pelosi came out and said it. And I said, they're also going to say that the new viruses are rising because of climate change, and that's why they're developing, because there's too many people. So see, they always criticize Pat Robertson when there's our bad hurricane, and this is God judging us. Well, maybe he's wrong, maybe he's right. But they're saying, oh, humans are bad. That's why there's a snowstorm or a dust storm or climate change caused a volcano. You've heard that. That's pure bull. Like weather systems aren't really affecting volcanoes. So they're now saying that the viruses, more deadly viruses are coming, and you got to give all your rights up permanently, Fauci said, because of climate change. And then Pelosi says, oh, there's a migrant surge, illegal alien surge, not because Biden's in office and said he'll let them in. Oh, no, 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 no. Not because the UN prepared them and trained them in refugee centers. No, 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 no. Not because of the lockdown starving millions of people. I mean, independent media goes, even national media goes and talks to the illegal aliens coming in. They're like, under lockdown, we starve to death, we have nothing to do but go to UN. UN tell us go north. So I'm not even against these people. They're refugees of globalism. That's what they really are, is refugees from the UN global government assault. And so while they're doing all of this, they're lecturing us at the Grammys and the Emmys and the Oscars and at the football games about how there's white people hunting down the black people. Yes, on average, 14 black men a year are wrongfully killed by police. Did you know that's the rarest way for a black man to die is the police? You're twice as likely if you're white per capita to be killed by the police. Because the police, the truth is, don't give service to a lot of the black areas because they don't want to be called racist. I got a lot of black cop friends I know. They say, you know, we slow roll because something goes wrong, we're going to jail. And so this is to bring down the country. And the death rate is just exploding in poor neighborhoods, white, black, it doesn't matter. It's absolutely out of control. Huge tent cities. Oh, by the way, fentanyl, in the last 2 months, just since Biden got in, the DEA says he's up 360+ percent. I think it's 362%. I saw the article this weekend. 360+ percent. It's killing hundreds of thousands of people, a lot of them black. But, oh, you're not going to see the Emmys or the Grammys or any of these shows pushing this. Now, there it is. Biden's border advisor admits Trump's policies prevented illegal immigration. Fentanyl importation in the U.S. explodes. So to do this justice, and I'm not doing this to plant the hook, as they say, in talk radio, where you say, oh, coming up, next segment, shark attack video, next segment, dog bites man. We're not doing that here. We have too much news, too many clips, too much insanity. I'm just kind of debriefing you on the positive stuff going on that I go meet with the intelligentsia of the resistance, the household names, and they are on board, baby. They got it. They got it as good as I got it, or better. And that is beautiful. It means, again, you've done your job spreading the word, and it's just going to get better from here on out, and it's going to get worse because this is a fight. And as the enemy ups their game, we up our game. And as long as we don't give up, they're going to run out of time. They're going to fall apart. And no matter how much propaganda or election fraud they've got, everybody's going to know you run from Democrats, you run from communists, you run from socialists, you run from leftists, you run from liberals because they're monsters. They're part of a criminal syndicate. And most of the people that serve the left are idiots being used and destroyed themselves. So that's all coming up. I mean, look at these headlines. The Pentagon openly calls for attacks on citizens that criticize the Pentagon. That's totally illegal. I've got articles here. London mayor savage for plan to cut members of white men in science and engineering, saying we shouldn't have whites in engineering and science. I mean, just the total racism. But first, all the huge news I've already mentioned and a bunch of clips that I'll play at the start of the next hour, like clockwork. Let me just show you some of the headlines, and I'll go into these in detail. Breaking, world champ, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. I mean, he was one of my favorite boxers, not my favorite, because I was growing up, me and my dad always watched boxing. We'd get pay-per-view and, you know, order a couple pizzas, friends would come over. And, I mean, Hagler always gave me the best boxing matches. I liked him better than Mike Tyson. Dead. Absolutely deader than a doornail. One day after he took the shot, family says the shot killed him. AP, but they're all over the news. Don't say the vaccine did it. That's hateful. Vaccine never hurt anybody. Fauci says it's hurting no one. I've got the clips coming up. Oh, no one's been hurt. Even though we're doing testing on the public, this is illegal testing. Germany suspends AstraZeneca vaccine amid clotting concerns. AP, what? AstraZeneca's European nightmare worsening as Ireland, Netherlands, latest to join France, Italy, Germany in banning the mRNA vaccine. And I've been tracking it. The AstraZeneca is bad, folks, but nothing compared to that Moderna and that Pfizer. Woo! Netherlands becomes the latest country to suspend use of AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine. Fauci and Chuck Todd say more pandemics coming because of climate change. Pelosi, climate change responsible for border crisis. Yeah, it's not you. Video, police round up woman mourning London kidnapping, murder victim, and crackdown on vigil held despite COVID ban. Canadian health chief says COVID restrictions must continue even after taking the vaccine. See, it never ends. It never ends. But don't worry, they'll have artificial intelligence will track all of us to make sure we're getting a cold, we get arrested and disappear. Jerusalem Post, you'll wear your freedom bracelets. And that ties into these fraudulent machines that are worse than lie detectors. And Elizabeth Holmes, still not going on trial, years after she got caught with her own PCR test giant fraud with Theranos. It's all based on fraud, and she worked for Bill Gates. That's why they're not letting her go to trial. Oh, but we've got an Axios article about how they're not doing social distancing in Congress and how the Republicans need to be expelled and they need to be stripped of their elections because they're not staying 6 feet away. I'm not kidding. Total divide and conquer. We're going to go to break, but I want to make a big announcement here. Without you, we don't stay on air. And we're just bringing in enough money right now to operate into the future. And I've got a bunch of big projects I could launch that would devastate the globalists if I had money. I'll leave it at that. I have some of the most important people in the country, in the world, fighting in the New World Order, asking me for help. And if I had a couple hundred thousand dollars here, a couple hundred thousand dollars extra there, I could covertly launch those things for them and get that going because I have the expertise on top of it. And I'm just going to trust in God. I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to spend the money to do those things. I'll never get the credit. I don't want the credit. And I'm just going to count on you buying the product. So get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get a water filter, get an air filter. I want to thank you all that have supported us over the years. This will end on Wednesday. We extended it for a week. All the free shipping on the main items, store-wide free shipping, will end by Thursday morning. So free shipping ends this Wednesday night on down-and-out liquid sleep support, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off, free shipping. Supernova Vitality, 40% off, free shipping. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, discounted $10, plus free shipping. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off, plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off, plus free shipping. Ultra 12, 50% off, plus free shipping. The free shipping ends, and most of these sales end on Wednesday. What will our new sale be? Sold out for 3 months, back in stock, Brain Force Plus. Brain Force Plus sold out for 3 months, back in stock, good, clean, strong mental clarity. It's not an energy pill. It is a clarity focus pill with the highest quality known ingredients that do it in a healthy, good way. It is amazing. So it doesn't have any of the bad come down. It is 50% off free shipping, and it will continue at 50% off after this sale ends. It's the new sale. 50% off plus free shipping. BrainForce Plus sold out for 3 months, back in stock. And also buy a bottle for your wife or your husband or your neighbor or your boss or others. And then, you know, get them hooked on this high quality product. And that's how we get more customers, more listeners. And that keeps us on air despite all of the vicious globalist attacks that I will not waste your time going through. But believe me, they are legion. It doesn't matter. We are having a great effect. So God bless you. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back on the other side with hour number two. And again, I am your host, Alex Jones. The only way we reach new people is when you tell folks about the local station you're listening to, local TV station you're watching, or band.video or the dreaded Infowars.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listeners.